Until the Ink Blots Out the Sun, off the album October 2nd. And then in classic Kira style, we bounced over to an Irish band I was really excited to see. I found this CD on the shelf, not realizing we had one, or I would have been playing it a lot more in the last few years, which is Cherish the Ladies. It's an all-women Celtic band, and that was as many instrumental / instrumental vocal Celtic albums go, not one song but four all stuck together. So yeah. That was the old favorite, The Flogging Reel, Leave My Way, and The Carrymen, all blended together off the album Out and About.
The yeah. Flogging Reel.
It's the Flogging Reel.
Yeah,
that was the second one. That's a pretty
it's
classic.
A great juxtaposition of like torture and celebration.
I don't know if you've ever done any form of Scottish or Irish dance, but that's sometimes what it feels like.
Yeah.
You can only reel for so long before you're like, what did I commit myself to? So.
Well, I think the eclectic mix is a hallmark not only of our show, but of Woobit generally.
Yeah. We like to play music that you won't always hear elsewhere, and sometimes we do play stuff you might hear elsewhere, but you know, we try to vary it up as much as we can here on Stacks on Stacks.
So also here on Stacks on Stacks, Kira, it's been just a terrible semester for interviews.
It has been a terrible semester
for
interviews.
That's absolutely my fault. I've just been so busy and distracted with other things.
I mean, both of us have a lot of things going on, so.
But yeah, so apologies from me to you and to our audience, who those who may like the interviews.
Yeah, maybe not everyone tunes in for that. Who knows?
Maybe a lot of the listeners are like, thank God. Just play
music. They just play music. They haven't talked to anyone in weeks.
But yeah, I am trying to get some labor put toward organizing the back end of the show more. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll be looking at next semester that's much more together. Mm-hmm. Always aspirational.
Always aspirational, yeah. We got some nice jazzy bed music going.
Yeah, this is the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Ah, cool. Well, we could go, let's see, we could go play a little more music. I'm real excited, so I'm not going to wait too much longer for it. I told you before, I told Joe off air, I'm like, I got a real fun cover lined up, but then I didn't say anything about what it was, because I'm trying to be sneaky, but I don't think I can wait too long to play it, because I'm real excited. So I might play that when we come out of this break, and then we'll see where else the eclecticness of our show takes us, because you've got some leftovers from Radiothon.
Right, plus some stuff that my music service has reminded me that I like.
Yeah, and we've got some other new stuff off the new music shelf, some more ambient, some more, I don't know, rock, some more, a whole bunch of different stuff. So I'm going to play the cover that I got in my head when I saw the CD on the shelf, and then we'll see what else the music leads us for the next few minutes, and then we'll be back in just a bit here on Stacks on Stacks.
I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun. There was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt hoping it was a lie. Spaceships fly in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home. Crying at the end of summer, we forget to love the fall.
Crying at the end of summer, crying we forget to love the fall.
Crying at the end of summer, we forget to love the fall.
Crying at the end of summer, we forget to love the fall.
It's a tricky
memory,
returning places you've been. It's a tricky revisiting ones that you've seen. What more can they offer? What can they say? What more can they offer? I'm listening to you, watching your hands speak. See how the time has come. We did it.
You cannot go against nature, because when you do, go against nature, it's part of nature too. Our little lives get complicated. It's a simple thing, simple as a flower, and that's a complicated thing.
Do you own a barn? Does your family own a large open field? Perhaps a warehouse or a vacated Denny's? Are you a local Blacksburg business that wants to interact with the student population at Virginia Tech? WUVT is looking to bring live music back to the New River Valley, and we need your help. If you know anyone who has a venue, or if you yourself are looking to utilize your space to host live music and events, WUVT would love to hear from you. You can email our events coordinator, Isabella, at isabella@wuvt.vt.edu to save live music. Hello and welcome back to Stacks on Stacks, the University Library's weekly radio show. We've been playing songs pretty much all semester. We haven't gotten around to too many interviews, but that means more music for you.
Yeah.
That's what you love. That's what we love. We love the interviews too, but we also love the music.
Yeah.
The last song we all heard was Lovin' Rockets. No New Tale to Tell.
As I could tell from the lyrics of that song, that was the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, and before that, we had Only a Visitor with All You've Held Since. And then before that, we had a track that, like I said, I was really excited to play. We had Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton with a cover of After the Gold Rush off the album Trio 2, because I believe they did two, maybe even another album where they kind of just did covers. The three of them together did a series of covers of other music.
Classic Neil Young song.
And you, I think I was so excited about it, and then like you knew within like the first like three notes what it was, because yeah, like, you kind of just looked and you were like, I know that song.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I was telling Joe off air for our listeners, I had been listening to Linda Ronstadt and Paul Simon's Under African Skies song earlier, so when I saw Linda Ronstadt, I was like, oh, I should play some of that on the air. So that's like the train of thought here is like...
And I didn't know she was on that song from Graceland. Yeah.
Yep.
So I was today years old.
You were today years old. Yeah, Trio 2 is a great album. The other thing I considered playing was their cover of Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? It's a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Because that is three women who can harmonize. Like, yeah, nobody's business. Seems so. yeah, and I was saying, I can't believe it's already almost the middle of April.
Yeah, we're almost there.
We're like, what, a month in the semester left?
Mm-hmm. Less.
Yeah.
Right? It's something like May 5th when it ends, right?
I think reading day is, coming up at that point, so.
Yeah.
Time flies.
It's good. It's been a really busy semester. It's going to be a really busy summer for me. How about for you?
Yeah, people often say to me, oh, well, that must be a great time to catch up. And I always think I'm going to catch up,
yeah.
But I really don't, because all these other things come up along the way, you know, different projects, different... It is some of it's catch up. It's like, oh, now I finally have a little bit of time to catch up on all the things I didn't do. So then I spend a lot of time playing catch up, but then there's still other things happening.
We never shed that some, at least, I don't know. I don't want to speak for the entirety of humankind, but... I've never let go of that summer vacation mindset. Like that there's less to do somehow in the summer, even when you haven't been in school for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, campus is a little bit different from, you know, K through 12 education or something like that. You know, we have two summer sessions. There's activity.
Mm-hmm. There's less activity, certainly.
There's less, but there's still activity and there's still a lot going on. And, you know... We're always there in the library.
Sure.
We've always got things going, services, activities.
We have our year-round jobs.
So.
And we're grateful for those.
Exactly. Let's see. What else? Do you have some other leftovers you want to play?
My leftovers are as follows.
Yeah.
And I quote, Henry Lee.
quoted list. Who are you quoting?
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Okay.
It's featuring PJ Harvey on that track off the Murder Ballads record.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got Let Him Dangle, an Elvis Costello song off the 1980s release Spike. And Waiting for the Worms off Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh, okay.
And that rounds out all of the songs I collected for the historical fiction theme.
Okay.
We could play one or two or three of those as we move through the show, but that's what's sitting there waiting for us.
I'm definitely down for the Nick Cave. I think that'd be a good place to start, and we'll see where that takes us. Here on Stacks on Stacks, we'll play a few tracks, and we'll be back in a bit.
Get down, little Henry Lee, and stay all night with me. You won't find a girl in this damn world that will compare with me. The wind did howl, and the wind did blow. La 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 la, la. Down and I won't get down and stay all night with thee. For the girl I have in that merry green land, I love fair better than thee. And And the wind did howl, and the wind did blow. Against defense, just for a kiss or two. And with a little penknife held in her hand, well, she plugged him through and through. And the wind did roar, and the wind did moan.
Oh, Thank you.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Stacks on Stacks, the University Libraries radio show here on WUVT. Now you got the creaky chair, Joe.
No, that was the mic arm again.
Oh, was it? It sounded like a chair.
It was both, actually. You're okay. Right.
Welcome back to Stacks on Stacks. We wandered off into discussion of cookies and food, as we often do when left to our own devices.
Well, you know how on Stacks on Stacks we value and prize the compact intentionality of snack cakes?
Yes.
I can make a recommendation to you if you like.
Oh, a snack cake recommendation.
A specific recommendation and then a general observation.
Okay.
The specific recommendation is the birthday flavored, I guess, cupcake from Hostess.
What is it?
You know how, like,
I know what it means.
People are starting to deploy birthday cake as a flavor.
It's not a flavor, okay? I have feelings on this, but right. we'll save that TED talk for another day. Yeah.
So, but next to that, I want to observe that I think all snack cakes across the board are using more cream filling. Like, I remember as a child thinking, there's just not enough cream in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, I think they caught on and they're like, you know what? You know what the people want?
More cream filling?
More cream in the filling. And now it's there. Do you observe that?
I mean, honestly, cream filling's not my favorite thing, so I don't eat a lot of cream-filled snack cakes. It's not my go-to. Although I do like the citrusy ones, like the lemon or the orange Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah. I know you like that. I'm a watcher of the Bolo's, like, pastry cabinet for the appearance of their eclairs because they really nail the custard inside those.
I believe I saw some today.
Yeah. I got one yesterday that was wrapped from, like, a day, but it's still good. There may have been still some of those left, or maybe they made them fresh again. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention today. Oh, I should tell people what we were listening to, because we did a long set there, which we had a long conversation about murder ballads, and then we wandered into food when I was offered a cookie by someone in the station, because I'm like a small child, and if you offer me a cookie, of course, I'm like, did I earn this cookie? What do I do? Can I have it? Okay, so to back announce our long set there, we had Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Henry Lee off of the album Murder Ballads, which started this long conversation about traditional folk songs and murder ballads. One day that could be a radiothon theme.
It could be.
I got a whole playlist ready to go. We had The Kinks with Do It Again off the album Word of Mouth. We had Spaceport, which I played something off of last week, but this week I picked the song solely based on the track name, which was Someone at Radio Shack Looks Exactly Like Me. And I believe your response was, that's creepy.
No, unsettling.
Unsettling. Okay. Then we had Melissa Gray and David Morneau with Ever off the album Always Becoming. And then lastly, we finished up our long set there with H.C. McIntyre and Soft Crook off the album Every Acre. And then we talked about cookies and bread dumplings and murder ballads. Classic day for Stacks on Stacks.
And filling in the bed so adeptly, as he often will, is Sonny Rollins from Saxophone Colossus. It's a go-to for bed music.
Yeah. I think when you're playing bed music, and I don't even have my laptop out to play bed music today, but when you're playing, we tend to get jazz. And when I'm playing, we tend to get either Irish music, Celtic music, or like hammered dulcimer.
Yeah.
weird stuff like
that. Well, yeah, I mean, I have this whole playlist for this purpose, and as you've seen, it's called Good in Bed.
That's right, I forgot about that.
It's music that's good to play in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because bed music is what we call the music we're playing under us, talking for those uninitiated listeners. And yeah, you're right, it's like 90% jazz. That's what's good in the bed.
Yeah. Let's see.
Were you looking for
I lost track of the timing or the time. So vamp for a second there, Joe.
Here on Stacks on Stacks, we play an eclectic mix of music. And every now and then we have an interview with someone who's doing something cool around town or in the libraries. This semester, as we've been talking about during this show, we haven't been that great with bringing interviews to air, but we're going to try to do better. But what we do well is we read the PSAs on time.
Yeah. So we are, I will also mention we're coming up in probably the last 15 minutes or so of our show as usual. So we'll do our PSA. We'll play a couple songs. We'll check in before the close of the show as always. And we'll see. We probably both still got quite a few things picked out to fit into the end of the show today. So we'll head to some music and we'll be back in just a bit. But first, the Homecoming Board of Virginia Tech is excited to release its second student-made film, The Making of Homecoming 2022, on Wednesday, April 12th at 7 p.m. on their YouTube channel. The film looks at the road from innovative concepts to creative delivery of the massive 2022 Homecoming portfolio. The premiere link will go live the week before the anticipated premiere. For updates, you can follow the board's Instagram at HOCOBoardOfVT and subscribe to their YouTube for exclusive updates and release. We hope you enjoy it. We'll play a couple tunes here on Stacks on Stacks and be back in a minute.
All games have rules. Without rules, there would be no games.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Stacks on Stacks, the University Libraries radio show. As we're finishing up today on this lovely Tuesday afternoon, I'll let you know what we've been listening to. We're going to give you one more song before we head out and turn it over to just play the song already. But we've been listening for the last three tracks to Rasmus Burke and Sunshine Casual off the album Cult of Rasmus. We had The Church with No Other You off the album Hypnogog. Wow, I'm losing the band of the day here. And then we just had Miss Grit with Follow the Cyborg off the album Follow the Cyborg. Before we turn things over today, we're going to leave it with Shanna Cleveland and A Ghost. For a minute there, I forgot what track I was going to play. And then Stacks on Stacks will be back here next Tuesday to bring you some more music. Have a good one.
Love.